KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A small plane crashing into a San Diego neighborhood during foggy weather this morning, setting about 15 homes and cars on fire and forcing evacuations along several blocks.
As I was coming in at about 4 o'clock this morning, you could barely see in front of you. Very foggy, very dense fog as we were coming through.
San Diego Assistant Police Chief Dan Eddy won't say, however, if that was the cause or contributed to the crash. No word on any injuries at this point. Two members of the Israeli embassy were the ones who were shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. last night. The alleged gunman walked into the museum shortly afterwards and was taken into custody, chanting "Free Palestine."
We don't see anything in his background that would have placed him on our radar at this time.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says he's a 30-year-old from Chicago. Without any Democratic support, the House this morning passed the budget bill President Trump has been pushing for, Democrats speaking out against the social services cuts included. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's looking more and more like nurses at Meritor Hospital will go on strike. According to reporting from WISC, the union representing Meritor nurses gave the hospital a bargaining date of May 29th, but they had already voted to strike on May 27th. Leaders from SEIU, the union, say hospital reps weren't listening to what nurses wanted regarding staffing, safety, and pay. Hospital leaders told WISC they've been negotiating in good faith and have been listening and making changes. As of right now, about 1,000 nurses are set to go on strike on Tuesday. Leaders from Meritor said they'll stay open during the strike. Meanwhile, you may have heard the planes overhead this week, depending on where you live. The 115th Fighter Wing has been doing night training exercises. The F-35s have been a point of contention in Madison because they can be pretty loud. The final nighttime flight of this training should be finished by 11 o'clock tonight. And we have our next Alice in Dairyland. Here's Lisa Hale.
Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get seven hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the ninth and the 10th showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him, and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine, what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with
a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes?
Do you get to drive it?
Hi, Catherine. What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on the road this week, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, home of WCFW, The Tap, talking about conservation and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The other big event of the week was Trump's two-hour call with his sugar Vladdy Putin yesterday. Trump claims they agreed that Russia and Ukraine would begin negotiations for a ceasefire immediately. The Russians, of course, had an entirely different takeaway. After the call, Trump said he believes Putin wants to stop the war. And I totally believe that he believes that. You know, you could tell Trump wasn't going to end the war on day one? When he said, I will end the war on day one. All he cares about is, he doesn't care how it turns out, he just cares about this war stopping so he can get back to his own war against Beyonce and Bruce Springsteen.
By the way, speaking of abject humiliation yesterday, the main thing the president did besides humiliate us on the world stage with the South African president is he did a video of him hitting Bruce Springsteen in the head with a golf ball. Okay, help. I need this guy.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Is he? Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. That's a lot.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, dear God, help me, doctor. Hi. Hi. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning there, Stephanie and crew.
Okay. Yeah. So much to talk to you about. Can we start with, oh, my God, can we get a COVID shot in the fall? This is, I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore, right, about the fact that they're apparently not, if you have to be over 65 or have pre-existing
over
conditions.
Over 65 or you have some chronic condition or conditions, you can get it. Otherwise, man, you just wait and see what happens. You may or may not get COVID, and good luck to you.
But, Tom, tell us what...
By the way, there's no rationale for this. This is...
Well, what does it mean? Is it not going to be available? Is it just our insurance won't cover it?
Jody
and I were saying, like, we pay a fortune for our health insurance. You're telling me I can't get the vaccine or I can't get it at all, or it won't be covered?
We don't know. How are they going to enforce this?
Yeah. Or do you have to lie?
If you go to your doctor and you and your doctor agree that you should get a COVID shot because it's important for you and your health, and you don't want to take that risk, well, then we're not sure what happens there. Like, if the person writes a prescription, give this person a COVID injection, or the doctor wants to do it in the office, what police force is going to monitor whether that happens or not?
Well,
it's
what happens Chris and I are at Kaiser. Like, what happens at the big, organization? What happens? It's because normally you just go in and it's available. So,
correct.
Yeah, but what is going to happen?
Well, what'll happen is that the FDA has issued new rules, so to speak, and the administration of Kaiser and all the other healthcare plans are going to have meetings and are going to say, okay, what does this actually mean?
Yeah.
If one of our doctors wants the patient and the patient wants to have a COVID booster, are we actually not going to do it? Are we forbidden to do it? Or is it going to be harder to do it? Right. Or will the insurance companies not cover it? This is,
yeah,
we're entering a zone of uncertainty in healthcare about this and many, many other issues. This is just the beginning, and I'm really worried about it. And again, Stephanie, where the hell are the medical organizations?
Yeah.
Where are the medical organizations that's objecting to this absolutely nonsensical proclamations by a team of people at HHS that really don't know what they're doing? It's, yeah,
well,
it's really, really troublesome.
Let's go from one horrible story to another. So the Biden cancer diagnosis, I saved a couple of threads for you. Foggy says, MAGA seriously wants me to believe that a man who lost his son to a fast-moving cancer later learned he himself had cancer and figured it would be safest to wait years to treat it, or that a man known for his immense empathy toward the grieving would potentially put his beloved wife through that grief by delaying treatment if he could prevent it. I run what I hear through a logic filter, so if you want me to believe your stories, you're first going to have it make sense. One other one, Phyllis said, Frank Zappa died from prostate cancer that metastasized. He had been to the doctor several times but was misdiagnosed. He had cancer without either he or his family initially knowing. I couldn't imagine blaming his wife of a cover-up in order to score political points. Only a deeply damaged, evil people are capable of publicly blaming a spouse for the purpose of deceiving others and spreading cruelty and hate so they can please an equally sociopathic president. I mean, it's yet another new low, isn't it?
It's a new low. It's a new weaponization of healthcare policy. Basically, that's what it is. We're making these things political, and it has nothing to do with politics. And by the way, a lot of people at Biden's age don't get treated. They don't even get screened for PSA that age because there are so many people who die with prostate cancer, men who are older and die with it, not because of it. In other words, on an autopsy, you'll find evidence of prostate cancer in a large percentage of older people, which is why the U.S. Public Health Service does not recommend routine screening in men. And if they do find it, a lot of doctors will say, okay, you know, this is not likely to be what really takes you down. A viable option is not to get treated for it. So, look, this is a personal medical decision.
Yeah,
it's not for the interference police, led by Bobby Kennedy Jr., and then all of the political acolytes that follow this team of MAGA cabinet members.
Well,
that's none of their business, really. It's just shocking that this is actually even a news story.
Well, yeah,
really.
You said online, it's totally impossible and disingenuous to even try to sugarcoat the full impact of Bubby Jr.'s wild agenda that includes destroying public confidence in vaccines, dismantling our public health capacity, undermining our hard-earned global leadership in medical research, violating America's commitment to providing humanitarian aid to impoverished countries. Is this really what Trump voters wanted? It's hard to say anymore. They just continue to believe the lies. I mean, this was another good point, speaking of Bobby. We funded the COVID vaccine with our taxes and our sky-high health insurance. How does RFK Jr. get to decide we can't access the vaccine we already bought two times over? I mean, isn't that an aspect of this?
It is definitely an aspect of it. You know, and for this, for an administration that doesn't want, you know, government interference in people's personal lives, this is an example of just a extraordinary amount of government control over people getting the health care that they need, which is itself just the height of hypocrisy.
Yep.
That we're now experiencing a government that's over the top with controlling your life.
I say this all the time. My dad and Goldwater back then ran on small government, right? Keith said this online. Why can't conservatives just mind their own business? Don't want a vaccine? Don't get one. Don't want an abortion? Don't have one. Don't like gay marriage? Don't be in one. You can make decisions for yourself. Stop trying to make them for other people. It's seriously that freaking easy. What does Angela always say from Frangela? She said, you would not believe how easy it is to not accidentally marry a woman. I mean...
Look, this is these people who railed against the deep state and big government controlling everything in your lives has turned out to be the culprit now.
Yeah.
They are the ones now responsible for massive interference in personal freedom. It's just kind of amazing if you think about it. And it's going to be interesting to see how history judges the atrocities being perpetrated by Trump and his entire administration. And by the way, these people in his cabinet, hand-selected to be his agents of bad change in American life and disruption of our democracy,
so
disruption of the world order. This is, beyond the pale, really. And we'll see what happens. You know, the marker of how we're dealing with this will happen in the midterms. Next year.
Well,
there's no question about it.
Let's hope so. And I want to ask about what happens, speaking of which, politically, in the middle of the night. Other 98 says, despite promising to protect Medicare and Medicaid, Trump's new plan slashes $880 billion from Medicaid and over $500 billion from Medicare. He keeps lying, but neither he nor the media nor his MAGA base ever call him out. I mean, this is going to hurt everybody, including his MAGA base, right?
Oh, yeah. Which is the other kind of amazing thing is that you actually voted for somebody who's now instituting policies that are against your own personal interest, that are harming your day-to-day life, that are making the economy because of policies that don't make any sense, but they're going to affect the cost of your groceries, your gasoline, the stuff that you buy at Walmart. I mean, we're talking about a disruption of people's lives in a bad way who actually voted for the guy.
Now,
it's crazy.
What is this word groceries you're using? Is this a new word that you've just... Okay, just kidding.
Yeah, it's a new word. I could explain it to you, but I don't think the segment's not long enough. But
okay.
Explain what it is.
You interacted with Adrian online. She said, I sometimes think the MAGA pathology is so lethal, the afflicted are willing to die for the cause. Rejecting science and data, rejecting expertise is crazy. And you just said, thanks, Adrian, truly incomprehensible, unless we accept the fact the MAGA movement is the world's biggest cult. I mean, and cults in the end always drink the Kool-Aid or whatever, however it ends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, which is really one of the fundamental characteristics of a cult is unquestioned obedience to whatever it is that the leader says should be done and that you should do. And this is why we're in such a dangerous spot right now in the country. It's not just isolated to America, which is the other thing that people should understand, is that what we do affects global stability. And I talked about that also in terms of, this nonsense about I'm going to stop these wars in Gaza and Ukraine. It turns out to be, just absolute BS. And there's a lot at stake here, Stephanie. And we're starting to experience the brunt of it. And I just would, I would just say that we were pre-warned. When Trump denied any knowledge of Project 2025, that was clearly an absolute downright lie. And now we're dealing with the wreckage created by this document now.
One last layer of doom for you. Robert Reich threaded cases of measles, salmonella, listeria, hepatitis A and C have spread throughout the country. I heard New York and L.A., are getting a new wave of COVID. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. But since Trump's inauguration, CDC newsletters, health alerts about disease outbreaks and other communications have largely stopped. This is Make America Healthy Again. I mean, so now it's not just COVID we have to worry about, right?
No. And I think there's more to come that we can't even imagine right now. But I think we should brace ourselves for some number of years of insanity that is pervasive in government. But the problem is it doesn't stay in government. These are proclamations. These are policy decisions that are going to affect every single American, I guess, except for the billionaires who are Trump's pals. That's where we are right now.
Yep. All right. That was the doomiest doomsaying I think we've ever doomed with you.
Wow.
Good luck.
I'm gonna take a cold shower now. This is yeah.
Not in a good way. All right. Love you. Goodbye. There he goes.
Bye, guys.
Dr. Irwin Redlener. 19 minutes after the hour. Where's the meteor, please? Okay. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen. There it is right there in my coffee every morning. If you're over 50 experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out, right? It's collagen. Rapid decline in collagen, that's what's happening. After age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, visible signs of aging. Ew, icky. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide. That means no clumping. That's all it means. It's flavorless. It goes right in there. You don't even know it. Put it in your oatmeal. Do whatever you want. Right?
Right.
We support choice here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Significantly strengthen your bones, reduce your joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage. It's good for your gut, your digestion. Oh, my God, it's everything. Stephanie Miller listeners, you can claim up to 45% off only for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Documenting the apocalypse and making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is active liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. When is the last time you checked your home title? That is the legal proof you own your home. If you're like me, the answer is never. Problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now. Find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code Stephanie14 at HometitleLock.com. Make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple block protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and they will expend up to $1 million to fix any fraud. Go to HometitleLock.com now. The code is Stephanie14. HometitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie14.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crashbox Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week. You deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashboxTherapy.com. 319 Beltway Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crashbox Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashboxTherapy.com.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that's me. I am the diva.
Diva!
You better roll out the red carpet.
Diva!
Wow.
Because here I come.
Bella choosing the absolute gayest pump music possible in the absence of Chris LeBoy.
Plug and play. I just pick it and put it in.
Our friend Aaron Rupar says the absolute disgrace taking place today, yesterday, in front of the cameras in the White House is yet another reminder that for all the talk of Joe Biden's failures, the people who failed America the most are our citizens. Empowering this guy again was a foreseeable disaster.
Yep.
We won't be lucky to survive.
Yes.
Yesterday into the night, Jody, particularly bad. And as we keep pointing out, Meg says, remember, folks, the Medicaid and Medicare cuts are not set to take effect until 2029.
Right. So he'll everybody will blame the next person, whomever that is.
Please stop falling for the okie doke, man. So this steaming pile of bill passes, Papaya Palantine will be out of office and they'll be laying the blame thick on whatever new administration's in place. But don't forget, it is theirs. They have done this before.
They did it in 2017.
Every time.
In 2017, those tax cuts for the rest of us expired in 21.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying, you know, when you're rooting for the meteor, this is a good news stack now. What I sent you from the LA Times, a mysterious, highly active undersea volcano near California could erupt later this year.
Yes.
Yay! Death, where's thy sting? A mysterious... Hey, this is scary. Bella, if you think concert prices are...
I got it.
Scary.
I went to see the birds for a nickel, Bella.
Okay, stop online. Stop torturing the baby. Okay.
I remember when gas was under a dollar. I paid for a concert with a nickel with a bumblebee on it. And I saw 8 bands.
Okay. A mysterious, highly active undersea volcano off the Pacific coast could erupt by the end of this year, according to scientists. Nearly a mile deep and 700 miles northwest of San Francisco. It's called the Axial Seamount.
Oh,
that's what the kids are calling it.
That's fun.
Yeah. Woo! Surf's up.
yeah.
Oh, it doesn't erupt explosively, so it poses zero risk of any tsunami. Oh.
Darn it.
Mount St. Helens, Mount Rainier, Mount Hood, Crater Lake, those kind of volcanoes have a lot more gas. That's the whole reason
only reason, yep. You had to be able to do that.
And are more explosive in general. You know how that is. They have Alestra. And Axial is more like the volcanoes in Hawaii, where
right.
Jody lived. Less gas.
More
And the lava is very fluid, so the gas can get out without exploding.
It's more fluid.
What?
You like ladies that are fluid.
Yeah, it's right. Exactly. I did that exclusively for the poo jokes. Okay, Seth in Los Angeles, Homo of Hope. Hello.
Hello, Homo and podcast Jody and Bella with a Z. Okay, so I think you know what the best that's Vax right now, is listening to that Carol Burnett interview you did. I think I'm just going to have that on repeating loop, Jody.
Aww,
just to
that's
get
sweet.
Me through.
So cute.
So here's the thing. Okay. So when the COVID shots finally came, anti-vaxxers had the choice not to get vaxxed. Crazy choice, but that was their choice. Now they won. Now they're saying, the anti-vaxxers are saying, we do not have the choice to get
vaxxed.
Thank you. Back.
Yeah, you don't have a choice now. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to say something about FEMA as well. It's like, do you remember after Katrina, that iconic picture of Bush, of W, in the airplane that put the nail in his coffin? Like, where is that now? Because we don't see a thing about Missouri or a thing about Tennessee. Like,
it's the Bush administration's incompetence times 110 billion.
Oh, yeah, it's way worse than that.
29 minutes after the hour, we have Dana Goldberg coming up.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts just to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kel DeRoys argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. And this week is Amtrak's Borealis line's first birthday. So far, the numbers show passengers love it. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
And the Badgers will open the football season up at Lambeau Field next year. Next September, the Badgers will face off against Notre Dame up in Green Bay. This game was supposed to happen up at Lambeau in 2020, but was postponed because of the pandemic. The last time these two teams met in 2021, Notre Dame took down Wisconsin 41-13. It'll be the first time the Badgers play at Lambeau in a decade. The Badgers take on the Fighting Irish in Titletown Sunday, September 6th, 2026. Today's Thursday. That means our WMDX newsletter comes out today. You can get local and Wisconsin stories sent straight to your inbox once a week. Sign up at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll be talking Farm Talk with Pam Yonke. Plus, we're all going to die from the big bad bill.
Okay.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Well, I mean, this is a bill that throws people off of health care. It throws people off of food assistance. I mean, it's a cruel, rotten, mean bill, all to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. I mean, who does that, right? Who thinks like that? And I think the Republicans look terrible. But here's the deal. I've never been more proud to be a Democrat. I've never been more proud of our caucus. I've never seen such fight. And again, we have staff people sleeping on the floor. You know, we have members that have been in the Rules Committee since 1 o'clock in the morning waiting to be able to testify for 5 minutes before the committee, waiting hours and hours and hours.
Thank you, Jim McGovern. Can I just say, I'm so sick of the Democrat bashing on top of the Joe Biden bashing. We have a lot of great Democrats. Jim McGovern is fantastic. There's a lot of Democrats aren't perfect, Jody, but they're our only hope to save this country right now. More Jim McGovern yesterday.
People are really pumped up for this fight. They understand what's at stake, and they know that the American people want us to fight. And I'll tell you, those who are tuning in, I have to be energized like I am. By all the Democrats showing up in the Rules Committee, doing press availabilities all night long, exposing this piece of crap for what it really is. And the intensity and the fire is something that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, let's hope so. Speaking of fire, Jasmine Crockett.
But we do have a system, and that system is supposed to be based upon the Constitution. And right now, like literally due process comes from the Constitution. This should be the highest protections that one can have in the land. And right now it seems like y'all don't care about the Constitution unless it's the Second Amendment. And that's misinterpreted as well. Okay. There's other amendments to the Constitution and we don't get to just change it because our fearless leader says that he doesn't like certain parts of the Constitution. We have a process again to get amendments.
Thank you. Is that really what anybody wanted? Is a no tax on silencers for guns, more machine guns, and, oh, by the way, please take my Medicare and my Medicaid. Was that what? Okay. All right. One more, Jasmine Crockett.
No person shall be removed from the United States without opportunity at some time to be heard. I'd like to enter the Supreme Court decision. I don't even like this Supreme Court. I want to point that out. I would like to enter this into the record for all those that don't understand what the Constitution says. And it's been reaffirmed by, this is Trump's Supreme Court. That's why I don't like it. I'm just be honest. It's been reaffirmed by his Supreme Court. Unanimous consent, Mr. Chair.
No objection.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I love her. I just love her. By the way, speaking of things that slipped in the bill that we keep talking about, Paul says the one big beautiful bill that just passed the House will put Trump's wish list into law, although this is technically a budget bill. Items from the wish list include a significant restriction on, quote, the authority of federal courts to hold government officials in contempt when they violate court orders, as Dean of Berkeley Law School Erwin Chervininsky explained on Monday. Without the contempt power, judicial orders are meaningless and can be ignored. Why do you think they put that in there? Because they know they have a completely lawless president that has no intention of following court orders. I mean, it's extraordinary. Kevin the Hilarious Gay.
Sweet.
In Chicago, in 3, 2, 1. Hi.
Oh, I was early. I'm sorry.
Sorry. We'll do it again. In 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Hi. Okay.
I once saw Sophie Tucker in 1922, and she paid me.
Stop torturing the baby.
Now,
stop
well,
it.
I will say, Bella, when Cowboy Carter came to Chicago last weekend, she brought a hurricane and then a dust storm. So be careful what you wish for. But, Mama, is
be
Jody
glad available? You can't afford Beyonce tickets, damn kids.
Go ahead.
Right. Is Jody available?
Yes,
Jody!
Sir.
Yes, sir. It's for you.
Jody.
Yes.
I just wanted to congratulate you on your new show.
Thank
and
you.
I have to say, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, that your first guest I think she's going places.
I think so, too.
And next time you see her,
it's nice
you
of
let
you
her know that...
Nice of you to give that kid a break on your show, Carol Burnett.
I think so. Yeah. I think it was really nice of us to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry.
So next time you see her, just tell her that I said she's going to have a giant career. And now, Jody.
Yes.
Is Stephanie available?
Yes, Stephanie. Are you available?
Hi. Yes, hi.
Hi. Mama, I just wanted to say, and aren't you pretty, and don't you add a lot to the Stephanie Miller Show?
Wait a minute. How did... Okay. Goodbye, Kevin.
Love you.
Oh, I love you, too. All right. This was a love confusing love letter. Donald said, Mom, a big fan of yours. Love the liberal helper concept you keep developing. Alas, I turned your show off last week. Nothing about you. You are amazing. Well, that goes without saying. It could never be me.
No, gosh, no.
But I can't deal with the Democrats are enabling to carpet Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a failure. Joe Biden's too old. Garbage. No, no. I'm the anti that. What right. is that?
Right.
I don't have the emotional bandwidth to deal with it. Me neither. Not when this orange demon is burning democracy and our global alliances to the ground while he routinely talks nonsense. Your show helped me see the humor in the awfulness of MAGA. I know it's hard, but somehow you do it. And to remind me to stick to our values and be liberal helpers, I look forward to listening to your show again soon. Come home, Lassie.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a safe space. Right now, I need a few days off from the Joe Biden ruin the world storyline.
She's not doing that.
It's just because I'm covering it.
Right.
I know it's as irritating to me as it is to you. Come home, Donald. Come home. Come to Mama. It's okay. This one, Steph, my name is Michael. Longtime listener. Really enjoy everything you, Chris, when he's not wrong about everything, Jody and Baby Bella do to put the show together. I'm a graphic artist. I wanted to volunteer some graphics. Oh, I get 11 billion bags of hopium from y'all every week and figured it was time I gave back. Oh, look, he has an F-47.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, another F-47. Fantastic. We like it.
Those
we
are
like
nice.
It. Oh, and she'll still be one for me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Liberal helpers everywhere. All right. I mentioned, trust me, it pains me to have to live in the timeline I live in. I don't know who wrote this, but Trump has a lot on his plate. He hasn't been able to end any of the wars. Congress can't get his big, beautiful bill passed. Well, they got through last
the
night,
House
finally.
Did, yes.
Yeah, the House did. The courts keep stalling his governance by executive order agenda. But for days now, the president's been obsessing over Bruce Springsteen. On Wednesday, he woke up and posted a presumably fan-made edit of himself knocking Bruce Springsteen over with a golf ball. Remember, he did that with Hillary, too.
He did.
Because that's funny.
Yeah, violence.
Because he doesn't incite violence, but it's funny when he
hits
a golf ball
violence, remember?
Into someone's head.
He's against violence.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, every time he does that boilerplate condemnation when there's, you know, there were, I believe it was two Jewish people.
Yeah, and they were engaged, apparently.
Yeah.
About to get engaged or something.
Thank you. Jack says, Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about the Jewish people as a whole. Donald Trump cares only about people who can do something for him, and on occasion, some of those people have been Jewish. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always about him. It's always self-serving. And he's also the one that is fine with Nazis, whether it's having dinner with them or you know, giving them an attaboy in Charlottesville. So it just, I can't. All right. Oh, I need more Jim McGovern because he's awesome. Just saying. Representative Jim McGovern.
You guys wrote this bill for the top 0.1%. You wrote it for the billion-dollar corporations who offshore jobs and dodge taxes. You wrote it for the big oil and big pharma CEOs who rip people off. You wrote it for the rich and famous, for the people who never, ever have to worry about where their next meal is coming from or how to take care of their elderly parents. So you guys picked a side, okay? You picked the billionaires. I get it. You want to betray the people who voted for you. You want to sell them out because Trump told you to. But guess what? Democrats are picking a side, too. And we are siding with the vast, vast, vast majority of Americans who you are going to screw over with this bill.
That guy. Okay, Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Jody Hamilton. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Biden.
Hi.
Hello. And I said you did. They hope you can hear this time, Jody. Listening to your song again, it makes me want to write bad checks. Rah! Holy crap, that's a badass.
Are we talking about the Shut Up song?
Now,
yeah.
Yes. Now, here's the other thing. Your guest, Carl Frisch, mentioned, I don't know if he knew this or not, when he made that funny joke about it's like talking to Biff, you know, the South African leader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, point of fact, this is the truth. The screenwriter Bob Gale, who wrote Back to the Future, confirmed quite a while ago that, in fact, the Biff character is based on Chuck.
He was based on
Chuck. Yeah, yeah. Kevin, can I just say, that whole scene, he's just such a lifelong racist.
Yes.
That's what that was all about. Keith Boykin said, Trump lies about white farmers being killed with impunity in South Africa, launches into an unhinged rant about Qatar giving him a $400 million luxury jet while meeting with the South African president. I'm sorry I don't have a plane to give you, the president says to Trump. Just trying to, like, lighten the mood. It's just we're in international embarrassment. And there's Elon Musk in there. That's where he's getting this crazy conspiracy theory nonsense from, right? And thank you, by the way, people online getting it. Just to be clear, Elon Musk bought the presidency. He used Doge to kill investigation into his businesses, gave himself billions in government contracts, found no waste, and then he bailed. That's it. When he says, I've done all I can. Yeah, you have. For yourself.
Yep.
Right? That's all they do is for themselves and other billionaires. And it's, God, Jody, I hope these early election results are indication people are finally waking up. I don't know what else it would take. This was just yesterday in the middle of this. Trump's Pentagon says it has officially accepted the luxury jet plane from Qatar to use as the new Air Force One for Trump, despite severe ethical and conflict of interest concerns, including from MAGA.
Yeah.
So he didn't even give.
Yeah, Loomer's mad. A lot of people are
mad. Oh, and that's always awkward. Laura Loomer's. One last one. Art says Donald Trump starts babbling about the non-existent white genocide in South Africa with the South African president. We have documentaries. No, we do not. Oh, my God.
No, they don't. Yeah.
He plays some conspiracy theory thing in front of the South African. It's just, oh my God, I can't even. I feel like you're going to vomit and your sphincter snaps shut. There's just a lot of things happening all at once. You know what I mean? It's just.
Uh-huh.
Just horrified embarrassment. Just, okay. Dana Goldberg will be here and things will be better, won't they? It says so in the jingle. I was promised it in the jingle.
Have you listened to the actual lyric?
No. Does it actually say nothing's better?
Yes.
That's terrible. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FFRF.org. Freedom from Religion Foundation. Thank you. Yes. Exactly my point. Christian nationalism on the rise, right? Threatening the separation of church and state, laws being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. One set of religious belief, right? What did we just talk to Dr. Reglener about? What happened to choice? What happened to make... They're all about government mandates now for everything, right? Whether you've always been secular, maybe you left religion behind, you simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution, keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. FFRF.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Could be worse. How? Could be raining.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% statewide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer... better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, free from artificial dyes and fillers, just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything: sleep, stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. Now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Type in VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This portion of the show, sorry. Oh, I called an audible. The people heard.
Yeah, you did.
We're not getting ready to play a Carbonet drop. Hey, listen, this portion brought to you by Credo Mobile. I don't have a switch to turn my microphone off anymore.
I know.
My headphones don't work. Okay, hey, listen, Credo, this is how you support the Stephanie Miller Show and all of the equipment we need. Credo Mobile, one of our fantastic sponsors. This is just a win-win-win off into infinity, right? Because they are the nation's only progressive phone company. They stand with you and your values, and they've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that we all love, right? The Transgender Law Center, ACL. You, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join today and you get a dependable nationwide coverage for your mobile service, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and much more. A smart, easy way to support the causes you care about, particularly Stephanie Miller. Okay, switching is so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. Easy way to make a big difference in the world. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. Another win just by typing in the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com. Okay, are you ready? In honor of Carol Burnett's interview on Jody Hamilton's brand spanking new Politics Bar radio show this week, Donald Trump Jr. says maybe one day he'll run for president.
It's a nightmare! This is a nightmare!
Thank you, Carol.
As much as I loathe his father has a weird charisma that Don Jr. just doesn't have.
Oh, he's despicable. He says he could maybe run for president one day.
No. No. No.
It's an honor to be asked and an honor to see that some people are okay with... No!
Who's asking?
No.
Who's asking? Who's asking?
He said, you never know, one day, that calling is there.
Oh, good God.
It's Satan. That's Satan calling. That's... Oh, God. How could it possibly get worse? That's if you wonder how could it get worse. That's that. Okay. Gummy from, or no, I'm sorry, that's Cokey from the Gummy and Cokey show. Tom in Detroit. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Sarah. I have the old See You in September song. How about See You in November?
Okay.
Does anybody
yeah.
make a good parody out of that?
Oh.
That'd work great.
All right. Yeah, it was okay. Rocky. All right. Yeah. Rocky Mountain Lake loves. Yeah. Just
he loves suggestions.
Yeah. Send that to him because he loves suggestions. Okay. Oh, here's. I don't know, another win. Trump administration violated a court order on third country deportations with a flight linked to Sudan, according to a judge. Hopefully we'll talk to Glenn Kirshner tomorrow. I mean, I don't know what this means, this thing they slipped in the bill saying no one has to obey court orders, right?
Because does that mean everybody? Like me?
That's what I mean. I don't, right, all of us? No, just Trump probably, or the Trump administration. But I mean, we keep winning in court, and I don't know what...
That's why they put it in there. And yeah. The Senate's not going to pass this bill, but it's stupid that the House Republicans did it.
By the way, speaking of legal ladies, Barb McQuaid said of the Qatar jet, this might be the most foolish decision by a government since the acceptance of the Trojan horse.
Yep. That was a funny joke.
I need more in my headphones. Thanks so much.
You are so deep. If I showed you how low mine is...
All right,
high.
Bill in New Jersey... Yes, give me more bad news.
Hello?
Hi, Bill. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to mention first that somehow I saw last night a Dick Cavett show, and it had Carol Burnett, Lucille Ball, and her daughter.
Little Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they each told their stories, and it was quite interesting. And how Carol Burnett talked about the $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And... that someone gave her and helped her in her career, and she did the same thing by giving money through some organization.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's great. Anybody should watch that.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I'm in a weird position because I'm on Social Security, Medicare. And my twin brother, who's been mentally disabled since birth, is in a group home. He's dependent on Medicaid. The whole home is dependent on Medicaid.
Yeah.
They don't know whether they're going to be able to keep their home after this is going on. And it's terrible,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You go in the home, and it's like you're in wonderful people. They don't know what's going on outside.
No, my mom was on on Medicaid in a nursing home. I mean, you know,
this is big.
All of us would be, you know. By the way, Catherine Clark, we've had her on the show. Give me Representative Catherine Clark talking about this bill last night.
For women in this country. And at the same time, we have a White House lamenting, why aren't women having children? Maybe we'll give them $5,000. If you don't have a safe place to have a child, if you cannot guarantee that you will survive, have the medical attention that you will need, and if you're able to have that child, that child will be able to access health care. And it is part of the pattern and the theme of this bill. That the American family is put last.
Yeah, yeah, America. This is why beautiful, smart, amazing women like little 22-year-old Bella don't want to procreate.
No.
She can't afford to go to a concert because of you.
If I can't afford Beyonce, how am I going to afford
right?
a little tot?
No, but Donald will give you $1,000.
Oh! But what if, what if the baby's...
They're trying to make every woman brandy. Okay.
What if the baby's not white? Then am I going to get?
Oh, boy. Mm. Okay. Hakeem Jeffries on this as well.
This is a bill that's more than 1,000 pages long. We've been combing every single aspect of this bill. They're trying to jam it down the throats of the American people in the dead of night, but we're not going to let them get away with it. We're going to expose each and every toxic aspect of this bill. The notion that they are going to try to benefit those who use tanning beds but rip away hospital beds from people all across this country, including in rural America says it all, which is why this bill needs to be defeated.
The CBO just released a score on this big, beautiful bill. Found the GOP budget plan would increase the deficit by $2.3 trillion over a decade. It would boost the incomes of the richest 10% of Americans while lowering the incomes of the lowest 10%. Mm-hmm. And they do it every time.
Yep.
All right. Dana Goldberg is here next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court with an unusual tie decision in the case of a Catholic charter school in Oklahoma that had wanted to use public taxpayer money to fund classes. ABC's Devin Dwyer with more.
4-4 because Justice Amy Coney Barrett, herself a Catholic, recused herself from this case from Oklahoma, in which the Catholic Archdiocese was seeking to put online the nation's first taxpayer-funded religious charter school, explicitly a Catholic school under the Oklahoma charter program.
Justice Coney Barrett, with no explanation, did not take part in the decision, but she is good friends and used to teach with Notre Dame law professor Nicole Garnett, who has been an advisor to the school. Again, ABC's Devin Dwyer.
The Supreme Court, because it was deadlocked today, effectively is letting lower court rulings stand.
It's a setback for what had been momentum toward letting religious schools use taxpayer money. This is